the people of Halton. By the people of Halton.
You're listening to the Sunday Sports Show on 92.3 FM, Halton Community Radio. We're putting together a few reviews this year. One of them, Mike Scowcroft, has very kindly put together for us, and he's got a Run Call Linux 2008 review. We're going to split it into two parts and play a bit of music in between. We'll hand you over to Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Well, Run Call Linux started off 2008 agreeing by mutual consent that they needed a change of management. This decision came after a bad result against Glossop North End in the last game of 2007. Playing with a lot of players missing on the day, they were beat 4-1, and the board took the decision in order to move forward, they needed to look elsewhere for a manager. Credit was given to Steve Carragher and his assistant Mark Phillips for their hard work over the years, but goalkeeper Robbie Holcroft was asked to step in as caretaker manager while the recruitment process took place. The board moved fast to attract applicants, and in mid-January it was announced that Steve Wilkes would take over the manager's role, with Robbie Holcroft acting as Steve's assistant. Steve had proved his skills with North West County side Paddyham and brought with him a lot of knowledge about the North West non-league football scene. Before the end of the season, Steve Wilkes then managed to secure the services of several players that he had previously worked with at Paddyham. These included strikers Vinnie Brain and Michael Morrison, along with midfield players Damian Morrison and Stuart Telfer. Vinnie Brain in particular made an immediate impact by showing a natural ability to score regularly from goal-mouth scrambles. Vindication of the appointment of Steve Wilkes appeared to come on the 2nd of February when two Vinnie Brain goals secured a 2-0 victory for the Linnets over Glossop North End. This came only 6 weeks after the defeat to Glossop, which had sealed Steve Carragher's fate. On the pitch, it was clear that the season was petering out with little for the team to play for, as the Linnets were comfortably in mid-table and they finished the season 12th out of the 20 teams. But that doesn't mean that nothing was happening behind the scenes. The Return to Runcorn Ground Fund was officially launched at a sportsman dinner on the 1st of March. The Ground Fund is a scheme with the sole intention of raising funds to build a new stadium for the team to play at next to the Runcorn campus of Riverside College. It has long been a bone of contention for Linnets fans that they have not been able to play in Runcorn for many years now. On the 19th of April, the second Fred Kersley Memorial Walk took place, raising nearly £2,000 for the club and the Ground Fund. This annual walk starts at the site of the old ground in Canal Street and finishes at Wincham Park, which is a distance of around 14 miles. And I personally would like to thank all the fans that made that journey for all their efforts. The close season saw more players being attracted to the club by the new manager, Steve Wilkes. In particular, Rob White, Nehru McKenzie, Steve Pickup and Scott Dignan deserve a mention for their services so far this season. Alan Glover from Widnes was signed as a left-back and first-team coach, and he has proved valuable in both these roles. Finally, Steve Cunningham was signed from Salford City as a centre midfielder, and he has since shown himself to be a worthy team captain when he's been fit to play. On the sponsorship side, the club unveiled a new home kit and secured sponsorship for both the front and the back of the shirt, as well as the matchday programmes, all from businesses operating from within the borough of Halton. The fans were given their first chance to meet and question the new manager on Thursday the 10th of July. Steve Wilkes appeared with chairman Derek Greenwood and new signing Steve Cunningham. Steve proved himself to be an honest, straight-talking guy with big ambitions for the club. After some pre-season friendlies, the league game started on 9th of August with a home tie against Silsden. Due to a renaming of the North West County League, the Linnets found themselves playing in the Premier Division of this system. Excitement was high among the fans due to the fact that the new administration of the club was now in its third season. This meant that the Football Association permitted them to enter into the FA Cup, and Runcorn Linnets revelled in the 3-2 victory over Rossington Main on the 17th of August. This had much more to do with the fact that the club was back in the oldest football knockout tournament in the world than the final result on the day. The Linnets were brought firmly back down to earth, however, when they were comfortably beaten 4-0 by Curzon Ashton in the next round on 30th of August.